ECORA is the Enhancing Credit Opportunities in Rural America Act. Essentially, what we're looking to do, it's a farmer-friendly bill that we've been advocating to lower interest rates for farmers. Now, how would that work? You remove tax burden on the banking industry. To put a loan together, you have a cost factor. If you lower the cost for the bank to make a loan, you can lower your interest rates. And we very much view it as a way to help farmers in this rising interest rate environment, right? I don't know one producer that's going to say, you know what, I like higher interest rate. I'd hate to have a reduction happen because of a piece of legislation. So we're really looking at moving this forward. It's a top five priority for ABA coming into the next Congress. It's amazing the amount of time of staff work and folks we put into this across the country. I know you've talked to some other people here as well about the issue at the state level. It just shows you there's multiple states, all of our folks internally, and we want to make sure that ECORA gets over the finish line to help farmers, especially as we're looking at farm bill policy and some other things happening this year. But at the end of the day, this is a tax bill that the bankers are pushing to help farm producers. We have been talking to agricultural groups, trying to get them on board with it. Don't be surprised if you're a producer that you eventually hear about this or are asked to vote on it or however your organization might work, because we're pushing it pretty hard because we feel it's very important for the industry overall. And frankly, a big part of ECORA is rural sustainability. We want to keep community banks strong in these rural areas, and one way to do it is help them on the tax burden side of the world, right? Keep their customers strong, keep the bank strong, keep your small town strong as well.